We are back. The final segment of this Memorial Day edition of the Gunsmith Show.
Yep.
Right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. And as always, we close out the show with this segment brought to you by Williams Gunsight Company. What a fantastic spot. What a rich tradition, heritage, 100 years.
100 years, that's right. You know, and they've got so much good going on. And they do so much for so many people. How many people out there listening right now had their hunter safety courses at Williams Gunsight, or learned to shoot skeet or trap there for the first time, or shot a rifle or a pistol for the first time there? 100 years of experience on the range. What a story to tell.
Yeah.
You know, we just met my brother. He come up from Missouri. My brother, my nephews, great niece and nephew is there. We all met there. And we got a family picture in the lobby because, heck, my brother was, he was there before I was born, you know, with my dad.
It's a long time ago.
It is a long time ago. You know, we're talking over 60 years ago. And I started remembering going there in the early 70s and really, you know, clicking in my head. Till then it was, you know, oh, your dad's going, you know.
Didn't you say that was the first place you ever saw, they had AR-15s on the shelf?
First place I ever held an AR-15 was right there at the counter. Right, like where Shannon works by the gunsmith counter. It was just to the right of that opening up high on the shelf. And my dad saw me staring at it. And he says, "You want to hold that?" And I said, "Yeah." And they brought it down and he held it. And then he let me hold
SP1
it.
SP1 looking.
Yeah, just a plain SP1. That's what they, it was a Colt. Colt, you know? Yeah, it was a Colt. And brand new at the time. It was the most expensive plinker you could buy, you know? It was like.
Well, yeah, nobody used 223s back then.
It was a high powered coyote gun back then, you know? But coyote hunting wasn't even big, it was a varmint gun. But the military used them. So, but things have changed tremendously.
Yeah.
Williams Gunsight is, they've got such a celebration coming up. We'll start posting more stuff on our Facebook page, so watch for it. It's on all over the internet, what's going on out there. But the deals and discounts every day of the week, you got to get out there the week of the 10th. From Monday through Sunday. Sunday's the big day, the day they're giving away the big safe full of guns. Or several guns, over $13,000 in prizes that day.
Man.
But every single day there's wonderful prizes. So get out there. You got to go there every day and register. So coming up in June,
register
mark your
in
calendars.
Person.
Yeah,
at the
in
store.
Person.
Yep. You don't have to be present to win.
Nope, you don't have to be. Because they're going to do the drawing right at closing every day. And then they'll let you know. And then if you win guns, you come into your federal paperwork and away you go. You're in good shape. So best way to get a gun is to win one. That's what I always say.
Oh, yeah.
So lots of good things happening. So keep your eyes peeled. We'll tell you more next week as well. So you can call Williams at 810-653-2131. Better yet, go there or go to their website, which is williamsgunsight.com. And Jake, you picked some beautiful guns this week. And because we're talking shotguns this show for that last segment, you went into some of the kind of nicer shotguns they have on their clearance list right now. Clearance or used?
I tried to pick a variety of shotguns. You know, it's getting to be nicer out, right? So it's trap season, skeet season.
Well, you kind of did an all walks of life here as I'm looking through this list. You did a good job. I appreciate it. Jake wrote the whole show this week, so it takes a load off of me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. He's got a little bit of time recouping from his kidney transplant, so and not ready to shoulder any weapons yourself at this point.
No.
Not yet. Don't want to bust a stitch.
No.
So the first gun is a Weatherby, and it's clearanced. And this thing is stunning. Tell us about it.
The clearance guns at Williams are ones that have been sitting on the shelf for too long, and they said, well, let's move them.
Yeah.
So they put them at great prices. This is a Weatherby 18i. Now, this is an inertia shotgun, just like we talked about. However, this is their higher-end one made in Sheridan, Wyoming.
Beautiful gun, man.
This is the deluxe model. This has incredible walnut, full stainless or nickel receiver, beautiful bright blue barrel, and some engraving and stuff on the receiver as well.
It's just
the deluxe
beautiful.
12-gauge, 28-inch barrels, comes with choke tubes, accessories, the whole setup. This is certainly a very nice gun.
It probably rocks.
For the price, for less than the price of a new iPhone. Right? So this is $1,324.95.
Beautiful.
And they have layaway.
Yeah, it's a clearance gun, so you're getting a deal because these things are listed up around $1,800 or $1,900.
They're almost $2,000 list price new.
So the clearance, these clearance deals, they're hard to beat. I mean, they're tempting. We keep looking at through the clearance racks here because there's so many bargains to be had there right now. These are going to go. Somebody's going to be a happy camper getting this one. I love the grip on this one, on this Weatherby 18i. That grip is so comfortable to shoot with. It's got a really hard curved pistol grip. Curves down almost directly vertical.
Yep.
And makes for a nice platform to shoot with. And a lot of the real high-end Browning 725s and 825s and stuff have that same style of grip. And I really
tighter
like
pistol grip, yep.
Yeah, it makes for a very comfortable. I mean, I still like European grips, but this has got a more controlling feel to it. So now, I bet you this thing would really keep your scores high on sporting clays and
probably.
Skeet.
Number two here, this would actually be pretty good for your shoulder too.
Oh, I love it. This is gorgeous.
Go for
and
it.
I've been wanting one of these. This is a Browning Satori, but it's in 410.
Yeah.
26-inch barrels with chokes, all the accessories. And it's a Satori, so it's a work of art by itself. This one's all blued and walnut stocked. It's got they do a really nice job on the buttstocks on these two. And a lot of these shotgun companies, you know, the buttstocks, like on my old Winchesters, they're kind of, the recoil pads are kind of squared off and they're rubber. And they sometimes they'll grab your coat when you're shouldering them and it's like, you know, I would have got that bird, but the got stuck in my armpit, you know, pulling the gun up. Well, these buttstocks they have now in the style and the way they contour the recoil pad is so smart. Well, this 410 would just be ideal. It's rounded. It does still have a recoil pad, but you don't really need one for a 410, but it probably makes the length of pull perfect.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, I wonder how much recoil pad you need for a 410.
But these 410s, especially in a Browning Satori, this is a gun that you could plan on passing down. You'll want to have something like this in your will and give it to somebody you love. With all the accessories, you're talking $1,874.95.
Yep.
You know, cry once right there. You got it. So what's the next gun, Jacob?
Next one. This is used, all right? So this was a trade-in.
Oh, yeah.
This is another inertia shotgun. This is the Benelli Cordoba.
Well, this is very similar to your
Franke, yes.
Franke.
Instinct.
Instinct or yep. Intensity?
Instinct.
Instinct, okay.
So, Benelli Cordoba in 20 gauge.
Nice.
All black, so composite stock, the black receiver barrel. Comes with a 28-inch barrel, 5 choke tubes, and the Benelli hard case. It's a pretty...
the Benelli hard cases always look like banjo cases.
They
do. Kind of like a guitar case. I like them.
This is, again, a perfect setup. This would be great for even duck hunting, right?
Oh,
this is waterfowl, small game, sporting clays, whatever you're doing, this is a pretty good setup. You know, the one shotgun to do it all. $1,324.95.
Nice. Nice gun. That would be a nice one. Next one's more up my alley. It's a Winchester. Yeah. Now, it's an SXP. I grew up with Winchester pump shotguns, and that's exactly what this is. 26-inch barrel 12-gauge, which to me, I grew up with a 30-inch. I went to 28, went to 26s, 24s. Now, that 26-inch, to me, just makes all the sense in the world. It's comfortable length, not too long. I'm not trying to, you know, hit stuff a mile away. I'm just using it as what it's meant to be. This Winchester and the SXP comes with 3 choke tubes. It's a 12-gauge 3-inch chambered gun. Walnut. It's a hardwood stock, we'll call it. So it's not a work of art. This is a good working gun. But here's the kicker. $384.95.
Even for home defense.
It's a great gun. It's a great gun. And it'd be a good go-to shotgun for you, that's for sure. And what's the last gun, Jake?
This is a little older. This is a Remington 870 Magnum Wingmaster. 12-inch shotgun, 3-inch chamber, 30-inch ported barrel. This has fixed chokes. This is, again, high-gloss bluing, the way Remington used to be. They're
beautiful shotguns.
Beautiful shotguns. It's a big gun. Ventilated rib. This is an interesting setup, though, especially being a ported barrel and everything. $604.95.
Well, it's the Magnum.
It
is a nice shotgun.
Because typically 870s were always 2 3/4 inch
shells.
Yeah,
you don't see the Magnums out there, and you don't see them in this good a condition, too. So many times, what I hated about Remington, what they did was when they brought out the cheap version.
The Express.
With the Express version with the matte finish.
Yeah.
They took that beautiful shotgun and made it look like a Ford Pinto.
It was kind of the Kmart, Walmart special.
Yeah, but man, when you find a beautiful 870, they're works of art. You know, the stocks are so shiny, they look like a Nylon 66. Yeah. You know what I mean? They are glossy and they're beautiful. And they got the star on the bottom of the pistol grip.
Yep.
They're beautiful shotguns. This one has got that wood on it. It's beautiful. It's an 870, but it's the Magnum. I don't think it's got a fully engraved receiver like the other ones do. It'll say Magnum on it.
It probably does on the backside. It's got Magnum, I'm sure, and that little bit of a... Yep. You know, the 1100s have that engraving on it.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So. But they are, you know, and they're called a Wingmaster for a reason. They worked, and like our friend Cliff used to tell us in here, that was always a backup gun when he shot national championships. If your number one gun quit, you always brought an 870 because they always worked.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what he warned me about when I had my Winchester Super X1 and my Super X2. You know, have a backup because those them semi-automatics,
yeah,
you're shooting 500-600 rounds a day, they don't always hold up because they get clogged. So now they... Nice thing about pumps, they don't get clogged.
They don't.
they don't get that dirty. So get
those
out.
Are used guns of the week, used and clearance guns of the week from WilliamsGunSite.com.
Right.
Get out there. If you get out there, tell them the Gunsmith Show sent you.
And again, thanks to
Craig.
Craig, what's his last name?
Cundiff.
Cundiff, that's right. Cundiff, Craig Cundiff.
For winning the Stanley Cup, we'll reach out to you here after the show in a couple minutes.
Didn't know you were in the NHL, did you?
That's right. You won the Stanley Cup. Unlike the Red Wings, you won it this year.
Ouch.
So.
Ouch. Too soon.
Anyways.
Well, I appreciate your listening to us. Remember, go to thegss.com. You can listen to the show just like a podcast anytime you want to. You can go back years and listen to them. They're all on there.
There you go.
So we appreciate our technical crew handling that for us. Dan, thanks for pushing all the buttons.
Oh, as always.
I hope you all have a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Let's come back. Let's come back and do it again next week. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Same time, same place?
Sure. That'll work, I guess.
The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Do have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and join us back here again, same time, same place, for the Gunsmith Show.